Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Central Peninsula Hospital will transform into a holiday shopping destination with its 16th annual Holiday Bazaar on Thursday, November 21st and Friday, November 22nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each year, the Holiday Bazaar offers Peninsula residents the opportunity to support local artists and craftsmen while giving back to the community. Proceeds from the Holiday Bazaar directly support the CPH Volunteer Scholarship Fund. 20% of all sales go towards scholarships awarded annually to local students pursuing careers in the medical field, as well as to hospital employees furthering their education.
They could go into any medical field, and they're eligible for it. And it's for, we give two away each year to two local seniors.
That was the hospital's manager of volunteer and community services, Jim Childers. In 2023 alone, the CPH Volunteer Scholarship Program awarded $4,000 to two students from the Kenai Peninsula. With the continued success of the Holiday Bazaar, the program hopes to expand its support for the community's aspiring healthcare professionals and help build a strong future for local healthcare. Childers says the event is largely run by volunteers, many of whom are longtime residents of the peninsula.
Not only will you see volunteers that are saying, hello, how are you, and welcome, but you'll see faces that you're familiar with, because we have many volunteers that have been here on the peninsula for 60, 70 years. We have homesteaders here that are volunteering now that they're retired. So you'll see familiar faces, and it's also a social thing for the volunteers themselves.
The community favorite will be held in the hospital's Denali Room just downstairs from the main entrance. It promises a unique selection of locally crafted gifts perfect for the holiday season. The American Council of Trustees and Alumni, or ACTA, has released its annual state rankings of higher education performance. On ACTA's website, policymakers and taxpayers can view where Alaska ranks compared to the rest of the country on key metrics, including administrative spending per student, core curriculum requirements, graduation rates, and more. The recent findings include that Alaska ranks 49th in the nation for administrative spending per student, the state ranks 50th in the nation for core curriculum standards, and it ranks 49th in the nation for speech code policies. Homer Electric Association Chief Operating Officer Rob Montgomery addressed the joint Soldotna and Kenai Chambers and provided key updates on the energy provider's strategies and plans. Montgomery told attendees HEA plans to provide credits to longtime customers beginning this December.
These credits, normally they're given out after a 30-year period. So the credits that are going to go out, and these will be done on bills as credits, for members that we have had on our system since 1992.
Montgomery also addressed the issue of power outage mitigation, specifically beetle-killed trees and dead or dying trees on property owners' rights-of-way.
When you look at 2024 year-to-date, 99% of the outages that we've had in 2024 have come from trees located outside of our right-of-way. Now, the problem that we have, or the challenge that we have as a utility, is we cannot go and take those trees down because they're on private property. So before we can take the trees down, we have to get the permission of the property owner.
Montgomery also addressed the energy provider's dependence on natural gas and ways that it is exploring alternative resource options.
Natural gas will always be a big part of our energy mix. But what we have to do, like for HEA, 90% of our electricity is produced with natural gas. That is simply too much.
He explained that Homer Electric is looking into alternative energy supply options like solar beginning in 2028, as well as other diverse options to negotiate better energy costs. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.